Tonight on TMS PM, how far will Florida man go?
Superman is a Jedi.
Scojo's mind is 90% ready.
She's only using 90% of it. Tara Reid is really confused.
Kelsey Grammer is a baby machine.
Bieber was a real douche at Disneyland.
Wait to hear that one. Twitter time and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night, PM.
Oh, hello everybody. It's TMS PM.
Yes.
The morning stream evening edition for July 24th, 2014. Did you know that it is Utah Statehood Day?
In the Utah?
In the Utah. You know,
wow.
Man, you were quicker on that than I should have been quicker on that.
You even know
in the Utah?
There we go.
You even knew what you were gonna say and you weren't ready for it.
In the Utah?
There we go, we got her. If you wandered into the valley on that day in, I don't know, 18 something, you would have seen a cavalcade of pioneers, westward pioneers moving into the valley. Brigham Young getting up on a stump with his cane saying, "This is the place." And they
said, cane into the ground.
Yep, he would have got bam and kicked up a bunch of dirt. And they would have said, "Where are we?" And he said,
"In the Utah."
And then everyone was thrilled. So that's in the clip.
in the snowboard clip loss.
I don't know why that's making me laugh so hard right now. Maybe because I'm dead tired. But it's Utah uses this as an excuse to have another holiday, right? They do the whole day off most places at work.
Right. Really?
And, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then
it's like a work stoppage thing.
Big deal around here. We still get mail, I think, because that's not a federal holiday. So I think we still get that. I think some banks are still open, but some like credit unions are closed. And they do a night of fireworks again, like they do on the 4th. It's the same kind of celebration once again. Oh, and a giant parade downtown. That happens.
So a lot of us were up at Nerdtacular, up at Snowbird.
Yeah.
I don't want to
wait,
in the Utah?
That one? Okay.
That's the one, yes. So a lot of us missed fireworks, but you're saying that you get to go see some other fireworks tonight.
Well, I would, except I'm not, because I have a bunch of extra work to do, because tomorrow I embark on a day-long family reunion on my wife's side of the family, which I'm not looking forward to. At all.
Yeah. And now, is that in town or where are you going for that?
It's sort of in town. It's up north in a place called Cherry Hill. Mm. Not to be confused with Sugar Hill Gang. It's the Cherry Hill Gang.
We have a Cherry Hill in Denver, too, one of the Denver suburbs. And it is where all the rich people live.
Oh, well, this place is like a resorty kind of thing. They have a big arcade and water parks. And
it's nice.
We rented it like a big pavilion so we could be in the shade and have sort of all day family time there. So not looking forward to it though, because I prefer to be, I like productive Fridays and I like my normal schedule and people throw it off. It ticks me off.
Yeah.
But here we go.
You know what? I can relate to that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, at the end of the day, who are we, but animals,
but our work,
but with 10% more of our brains working. That's right. But our work.
You are not the contents of your wallet.
Nope. Cause if I was, I'd be $1.80. There's literally change at the bottom of my wallet. I know. Do you hate it when there's change in your wallet? It's the worst. Makes your butt feel weird. All right. Yeah. Hey, look at this, everybody. It's TMS PM. We're here. We're doing it. It's patreon.com/TMS that makes this possible. Try our coffee level. That's my favorite because you get coffee every month. And your first month, you get a free mug. Oh, yeah. And by the way, the classic TMS mug making a return. We sold out of the Sun ones. So now we got the return of the pixelated Brian and Scott mugs coming.
Woo-hoo!
Enjoy those. That. Yeah. Those will be around for a little bit. And then we'll have a whole new design after that. They're always going. So if you want a mug, get on it. If you want to get that level, get on it. Patreon.com/TMS for it is why there is a second episode on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, how far are we going to let Florida man go before we say something?
Is there something we can say? I don't think that.
Are we powerless in this?
Yeah. I mean, it's like trying to stem the tide. You can't do that. You can't.
Is it like herding cats?
Right.
Is
you
it
can't
like,
change the weather.
Okay.
Basically.
All right. Yeah. Is it like
if we learn nothing from the waitresses, besides the fact that they knew what boys liked, we learned that you can't change the weather.
Wait, they knew what boys liked. They knew what guys want. They knew what boys liked.
Nah.
That's right. We really did learn a lot from them.
We really did, yes.
When I was a young man.
May their lead singer rest in peace.
I know, right? Oh, really? What happened?
Yeah, she died.
Oh.
I don't know what from, but...
Did she say, were her final words? Never mind.
I'm waiting for it. It has been a while, so you've got, you know, there's some distance.
It's the waitresses.
Time plus snarkiness equals humor or something like that. What is the...
is there an equation that we're supposed to adhere to? Let's see. I'm looking at them right now. Oh, there were a lot of dudes on that band, in that band.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Sure.
Okay. I'm looking at them here. Just checking. I want to see what happened here to the... Waitress, experimental new wave band from Akron, Ohio. Group was led by guitarist, songwriter Chris Butler and lead vocals performed by Patty Donahue. That must be her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Patty Donahue is the one who died.
She died at age 40 in 1996. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And let's see what happened. Death. Oh, man. Lung cancer. That's terrible.
Mm.
She fought that for a year. Heavy smoker. Over thy poor head. All right, we're shutting that one down. I feel bad about that.
There you go. Another band from Akron, Ohio. Wow.
Yeah, look at Ohio. Represent, yo.
He was in the crowd. So you remember, you know, the song Ohio that Neil Young did? Mm-hmm. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was the Chris Butler, the guy that you mentioned, was actually in the crowd of students.
Oh, no way.
And what's his face? Mark Mothersbaugh from Diva was there. Chrissy Hynde, I think, was...
Whoa.
Maybe not there, but she went to college there around the same time.
That's like Seattle of the time or something.
Confluence of musicians all there at the same time.
It's interesting when you see these areas explode for their little period of time, like Athens, Georgia, which still has a great music scene. But
sure.
There was a time there, the REM days and then other bands. I mean, that place exploded with talent. And then, you know, Seattle during the grunge period.
Michigan Michigan, Minneapolis.
Sure. Detroit did all right for a while there. Mm-hmm. New York and LA are always that, but when these other places in the country explode, I think it's awesome. I love that.
Right.
I'm waiting for Salt Lake to have their time. We got the neon trees. We got the Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Dragons, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's time. Now's the time. No one cares in 2014, though.
We had our little renaissance a while back with the Fray and One Republic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did have that.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Fray.
Yeah.
Yeah. As bands go, I think they're all right.
303 with their exclamation point in their name.
As a young man growing up I used to wish long for the day when we would be recognized for our musical prowess, and it still hasn't come.
Right.
All right.
But tell me about Florida Man.
We've
diverged long enough.
He's gone through great lengths to get a good bacon sandwich. Three college-aged Florida men broke into a restaurant on Bonita Beach in Florida and stole red bell peppers, 3 cases of hamburger meat, and 3 pounds of bacon. One of them was clad only in his underwear. The other two were stark naked. These dudes...
Was there a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert nearby?
There was not that we know of. These guys were caught on camera. Now, I haven't actually seen the video. Let's see if they blur out the bits. I'm sure they do. You gotta, if you want more than that, you gotta go to like... What's that? Live Leak or whatever it is. Let's see here. Okay.
For 27 years, Doc's Beach House on Bonita Beach
has
been a good place to get a quick bite to eat.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Some great news right here.
It went away for some reason.
Oh.
Well, that's annoying. Well, anyway, the point is 3 students, probably drunk, probably on a dare, or they thought perhaps, maybe they thought they were invisible and you had to be naked or else people would see your shorts floating around. You know what I mean? And so they stole some stuff. And they stole a lot of bacon. Which leads me,
I love the fact they stole bell peppers.
Yeah, right? Trying to be a little healthy, I guess.
Yeah.
So they stole 3 pounds of bacon. That's a lot of bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me to think about bacon in our lives and how bacon is kind of a meme and a viral thing. Everyone talks about bacon all the time. Sure. You can buy Baconaise now and, you know, everyone thinks bacon is the greatest thing ever.
Bacon scented this and bacon flavored that.
Mm-hmm.
And
bacon cologne.
Clothing that looks like bacon. And
right. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Here is a list I found from bacontoday.com.
Okay.
All right, so there may be some...
You know, maybe a little bit of bias.
A little bias here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might be right. Top 10 reasons...
You validate my domain purchase, please.
It says here, top 10... I still have a few of those I need to justify. Top 10 reasons bacon is actually healthy for you, they posit. Okay. And right. I'll give you those reasons right here. Here are the top 10 reasons. While all of the fears of fat and, you know, not good for you and too much grease and all that, here are the reasons why it's good for you. Number one, pork-powered protein. Protein found in bacon is extremely valuable to maintaining our energy levels and a full-functioning, healthy body. Sure. I think you could probably get that from somewhere else.
Cannot argue with the power of protein.
Okay, next. Sure. Other meat, though, has it, though, is my point here.
And dairy has protein and blah, sure. blah, blah. But nuts. Bacon has it. Good.
Right, great. Good. Next up, bacon's blood-balancing bounty. Several university and medical center studies have shown, they're not going to cite them here, have shown that have included bacon as a regular moderate part of one's diet and actually works to lower the body's blood pressure and sugar levels, helps prevent and or alleviate the effects of diabetes, as well as heart disease, stroke, and heart attack. That seems dangerous to state. Because isn't it also in some studies...
with the word moderate.
Okay.
Right? Because that's such a... Oh, such a fluid word, you
right,
know?
Right,
right. I'm having a moderate amount of crack right now.
You have you to know? Be it's careful like, with that. Yeah. Right,
well, but, you know, it's not a dangerous amount. It's a moderate amount of crack.
I called them to get confirmation on these studies, and they said...
Can you call me Beth?
All right. That was the best I could get out of them. That woman's right. just going to keep on being the gift that gives.
I would love that, yes.
All right. Next up, flushing fat with flavorful, friendly flesh. While people... Well, people have heard horror stories for years that bacon is full of harmful fat. And after all, if you are what you eat, who wants to be a pig? But the facts are completely the opposite, as bacon helps you fully satiate your appetite with high protein / low carb energy, helping the body lose weight, raise one's metabolism, and build leaner, stronger muscles. I question
that one a little bit. Yeah.
I don't believe them.
Yeah.
It says here bacon has actually less total fat, saturated fat, and cholesterol than many popular cuts of beef and chicken. While some fish has less fat and cholesterol than bacon, bacon has more protein power and does not contain toxins such as mercury. Wow. Mm. Let's sell this bacon, man.
Yeah, way to shoot one over the bow for fish.
Yeah. Bacon brain building business. Bacon is chock full of very important nutrient called choline, would you say?
Choline. I don't know.
Choline, probably.
Choline,
Which helps increase our intelligence and memory. All right.
Helps you pronounce choline.
Yeah, I guess so. Bacon lets you pig out, it says, on essential vitamins and minerals. It says it's chock full of those. It says it's an effective mood elevator. Makes you feel happy, satisfied, blissful. Greatly reduces stress in our lives and effectively relieves the negative effects of frustration, self-deprivation, and a sense of lack in one's existence.
So we've gone five reasons, and we're already resorting to it makes you happy.
Yeah, that's bull crap.
It's a happy food.
Self-deprivation? What is that? When I'm depriving myself of bacon?
Yeah, not letting yourself have bacon, sure.
And then I have it, and then that's gone. Okay.
Right. As long as you're exactly having something combats the effects of not having something.
All right. I'm going to skip way down to the bottom now. Because this is so dumb.
Are you serious? How many things? Oh my God, there's so many things between it makes you happy in the end.
Yeah. And some of them are now bacon power now expands to our vehicles and industry because they use the grease to run cars and stuff.
Sure.
Makes great
Somebody's got to drive that bacon around, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Universally beloved flavor enhancer. The last one, though, is while we love bacon, bacon loves your heart. Well, they use the word heart. While we heart bacon hearts your heart. I hate that phrase. While people over the years have mistakenly made jokes about bacon being a leading contributor to heart disease, actually there is, in fact, studies that show that the omega-3 fatty acids and choline found in bacon can actually protect the heart from developing detrimental problems, as well as actually help or heal such anomalies after they have occurred.
There you go. So that's there's their argument here is, We already used this kind of up there, but we're going to use it again. But this time we're going to say it heals you if you had those problems before.
Yeah. I'm reading the comments, which are huge. One of them is,
oh, wow.
I like pig. Then someone else said, seems legit. Bacon is fat, you nutheads. Don't eat pig. Next guy, I like pig. Bacon, I love you, says another person. True. Oh, jeez. This is terrible. Not to detract from most of your points, but you are wrong about canola oil. It is very real. The oil is derived from rapeseed, a plant in the mustard family. This lady writes, true, but rape and rape oil sounds way less delicious. They have to call it canola oil.
Can't argue with that.
Oh, gosh. Comments are better than the rest. But there it is, man. Bacon laid bare. Oh, what happened? That's not the wrong thing.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
It's the evening news brought to you by
the TMS Morning Brew Coffee, available at frogpants.com/store or as part of our Patreon supported levels. Check them out today and enjoy them with bacon.
Yeah, right. Bacon in the morning, coffee, your mug there.
It was perfectly well. There you go. And they didn't bring that up. They didn't bring up how well bacon goes with TMS coffee.
No, jackasses.
Exactly. First story, adjust your list.
We got a good story list here today.
Okay. All right, good. Ooh, I'm hoping these are all things that came from San Diego Comic-Con.
Some are. Cool. Not all, but some. Like this one. Zack Snyder tweeted a photo of Superman star Henry Cavill dressed like a Jedi. May the Force be with Superman, it says.
Really?
Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice director Zack Snyder tweeted a photo Wednesday that might just melt the internet. The photo shows Henry Cavill, who plays the Man of Steel in Snyder's film, dressed as a Jedi holding a lightsaber. Intriguingly, Superman's costume can be seen peeking out underneath his cloak. The director captioned the photo. The tweet was received close to 2,000 retweets to date. I don't know. Why are you bothering with that? That's a weird thing, right? Mm-hmm. Who cares if Superman's dressed up like a Jedi? That's silly. That's silly. That's wagon training on somebody else.
He was dressed in something that almost looked like a Coverville shirt a little while ago, and who cares?
Yeah, who cares? What a joke. Actually, what was that? That turned out to be nothing, did it?
Cornville, I think.
Oh, man. I really wanted that to be Coverville.
Well, yeah.
I really did.
You know, what's her face? Little redhead from, little redhead, but she's a shorter woman. Let me just say that.
Little redhead from
6 Feet Under.
Has a
red Coca-Cola Coverville shirt.
Oh, she's yes. She's in many things.
She is in many things.
She was in BSG. She was a soothsayer in BSG.
Oh, was she really?
Yeah, one of those tent women that talked to the Starbuck about what her real purpose was.
Oh, that's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah. She's in other stuff too.
Lauren Ambrose.
There you go. Is that her? Mm-hmm. I think that's her. What was she doing in a Coverville shirt?
Somebody we know passed it along to her after he played some episodes of my show for her.
Nice.
During a movie.
That's fantastic. Shoot.
In Atlanta.
I love how you finish these words. During a movie shoot. In Atlanta. Sabotage. All right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson has a powerful mind and has unlocked it and is ready to kill. This according to one of the first reviews of the new movie, Lucy. Mm. The theme of Lucy may be the potential of the human mind, but less time any human spends thinking about its largely nonsensical plot, the better. The slickly executed bullet riddler about a brain power can only be enjoyed by cutting off attempts at logic and rational thought. Director Luc Besson... the French filmmaker who placed female stars in the center of such action movies as La Femme Nikita, great movie. The Professional, great movie. Mm-hmm. And The Fifth Element, great movie.
Also great movie, yep.
Recruits Scarlett Johansson to serve as one woman army here. She plays Lucy, an American in Taipei, who gets thrust into the role of a drug mule during a nail-biting opening sequence that generates attention the rest of the film never quite matches. That's what I'm hearing from everybody. But the opening is amazing.
Here she uses 14% of her brain in that movie.
In that, yes, 14%. Yes. Well, we're not capable of more than that.
No.
If we could, we just ascend like Dr. Manhattan into the sky with our giant flaccid blue wiener in the wind. So reviews are like that. They're all like, oh, that first opener is amazing, but the rest is okay kind of stuff. More importantly, let's see.
So if you're going to see a movie at the theater this weekend,
yeah,
sneak in and watch the first few minutes of Lucy and then go see your movie.
See, you got
is that that's what you're
that's
saying.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. How about this one? Guardians.
And make that movie Get On Up, the new James Brown biopic.
Get on up, buy a ticket. Get on up. We have reviews in already, or they're starting to flow in. 15 total for Guardians of the Galaxy, and all of them are positive.
That's awesome.
Man, people are digging it. Colorful, tongue-in-cheek fun, purpose-built for grown-up lovers of kitsch 80s science fiction. The geeky, cheeky comic tone keeps things buoyant, as does Chris Pratt's winning performance as the most blissfully spaced-out space crusader this side of Buckaroo Banzai. I like the sound of that. Part George Lucas, part Chuck Jones. That's good. Mad, marvelous, and all kinds of sci-fi magical. Guardians of the Galaxy is Marvel's riskiest but most surprising success ever. Dude, I'm stoked.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait for this.
I'm ready for this weird thing.
It's a week away, Scott.
Who plays Pod Drax? Drax? Yeah.
Oh, Lee Pace.
Lee Pace. Now he's a...
Pie Maker.
Oh! What? No.
Isn't that Lee Pace?
No. Hold on. That's not the Pie Maker. Is it?
Yeah, that's the Pie Maker. Yeah.
Why is he so buff?
Well, he stopped eating pie and started working out.
Is it really the Pie Maker?
Yeah, Lee Pace.
I'm blown away by this. I had no idea.
Sure I'm okay. And again, this is where I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that that Lee Pace is Drax the Destroyer. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Ronan the Accuser, he is.
Oh.
Yeah, no. Yeah, Drax. Yeah, we knew Drax was Dave Bautista. You knew that.
Oh, okay. Did I know that? Yeah. You freaked me out for a minute.
Yes.
Oh, Ronan the Accuser.
Did you say Drax or did you say Ronan?
I said Drax.
I'm sorry then. Yes, Drax
the
Destroyer.
But for some reason, I said Pod Drax for no reason. I put Pod in front of it like a dumbass. I don't know why I said that.
Sorry, no, Dave Bautista.
Okay. And he used to be, he's a UFC guy. Right?
Right. Yeah, right.
I'm not up on my wrestling.
Sorry, I thought you knew all that, and so we were skipping over the main five. over Bradley Cooper, skipping over Vin Diesel.
I know nothing, Brian Snow. let's see. Tara Reid, she's in the news. You know her. She's got she was in your American Pie there.
Sure.
Sharknado 1.
She was in some e-entertainment thing where she traveled to different countries, mm-hmm. got drunk, and...
Yeah, really the best. She's the best.
And represented America well.
That's right. Well, yes. Tara Reid says that when someone asked her about the possibility of Sharknado being a real thing in real life, she said she says it can actually happen. This is her
right
saying
on,
that.
Tara. Yeah. Oh, we love the world you live in.
That goes on to say Sharknado and its upcoming Big Apple sequel may be a couple of unexpected sci-fi hits. But if you ask star Tara Reid, a shark attack on New York is not as far-fetched as it might seem. You know, it could actually happen, Reed 38 told GQ Magazine. I mean, the chances of it happening are very rare, but it can happen, actually. Reed admitted it would be crazy for something like that to transpire. The chances of it are like, you know, it's like probably pigs could fly, she told GQ. Like, I don't think pigs could fly, but actually sharks could be stuck in tornadoes. There could be a Sharknado. I read that just the way she said it.
Yes. Oh, well done.
I can't believe she said that.
at least she seems pretty sure that pigs can't fly.
Yeah, I guess
not 100%, but pretty sure that pigs can't fly.
You know, and I take comfort in that.
But on the scale of
happens
every day to possibly pigs flying, she's saying it's closer to me.
Yeah, don't try to make sense of this. It'll hurt your
brain. You heard it here first, folks. Tara Reid's going to be in the new film from the Sci-Fi Network called Pignami.
That's it.
Pig-a-cane.
Pignado actually sounds pretty good.
Pignado's pretty good. Yeah.
Pig. What's another natural disaster? Pig flood.
Pig quake.
Flood. Pig quake. Quake. Pig quake. All right, none of that's working. Kelsey Grammer in the news. You know him.
Pickalips.
Yeah, old Pickalips. Oh, you're saying, I thought you were talking about Kelsey Grammer.
Good night, Seattle.
Old Pickalips, doing it again. Kelsey Grammer, age 59, has welcomed his sixth child into this world. Nice. Celebrating after the birth of his sixth kid, second to wife Katie, or Kate, I guess, K-A-Y-T-E.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's spelled that way. Grammer and the former flight attendant who married in 2011 welcomed Kelsey Gabriel Elias Tuesday. Oh, sorry. Kelsey Gabriel Elias on Tuesday morning in L.A. It looks like the continuation of the name.
That's totally. Kelsey Gabriel Elias Tuesday.
Yeah, that's weird. Morning in L.A. They are two. Let's see. The two are also parents to two-year-old Faith Evangeline Elisa, and Kelsey has four other kids with his three other previous marriages, ranging from ages 30 to 9. Oh, good gosh. What is Thanksgiving like at the Grammar house?
Well, a lot of people to help out.
I don't want to sit at the little kid's table.
I'm sure Kelsey Grammer doesn't like raising the kids, but I'm sure he likes making them.
You know, that's my feeling. I'm an important man. I was Beast for 5 seconds in the new X-Men movie. let's see. The couple said in a statement, "We are blessed and excited to have this lovely young man join our family. He is magnificent. Our son will be called Gabriel. And there is a tradition in our family of going by our middle names." Kelsey also goes by his middle name. His full name is Alan Kelsey Grammer. Mm, did you know that?
I didn't know that, no.
I didn't either.
I like how the two-year-old and the new baby have anagram middle names.
Oh, right. They do, don't they?
Elisa and Elias.
Oh, okay. Look at that. Well, good job, Grammers. Keep going there, Grammers. Keep on making them.
They're going to run out of ways to rear into those letters.
His wife's got to be
e-sale.
E-sale, yeah. Say, ooh. He looks like, or she looks like half his age easily. She's got to be like 20-something, maybe 30.
She is 20-something.
Yeah. Good job, Kelsey.
Exactly.
I guess. Bieber.
We may rip on you, sir.
Yeah, whatever.
Hats off to
you. Give you a hard time. And I really like Frasier, and I also really liked him as Beast. And I really like him generally as an actor, but his personal life's a little weird. Mm-hmm. Bieber cut in line at Disneyland using a wheelchair. This is our douche story of the day, just to finish us off here. Justin Bieber plus wheelchair plus Disneyland. I get to cut in front of the line. At least that's how it looks. Justin was at the happiest place on earth in Anaheim Sunday and posed with a fan from a wheelchair. The girl posted the photo with the caption, "I love how he just pretended to be a normal person in a wheelchair." Of course. Yeah, nice, right?
Did Tara retweet that?
I know. I love it. How he just pretended to be a normal person in a wheelchair. It was so good.
Because people in wheelchairs aren't normal people.
You guys, I am totally freaking out right now.
He was pretending to be normal.
Totally freaking out. Of course, the immediate reaction online was that Justin was just in a line scufflaw. Is that a word?
Yeah, scufflaw.
Is it 1818?
It's an old-timey, rabble-rouser.
Yeah, are we heading out west
soon? Such a hooligan.
Are we going to go strike out and see if we can find gold in them thar hills? Good gosh. Scufflaw.
Scufflaw.
But Justin, the Justin camp, which I always picture as this nice little tent city, tells TMZ that this wasn't the case. We're told Bieber was nursing a knee injury from basketball and only sat in the wheelchair to rest for a few moments. Even more interesting, we're told Justin wouldn't need the wheelchair to cut in lines because Disney already escorts him in and out of rides to avoid huge crowds gathering when he's in the park. So he already gets the jump in front of the line treatment. And not because they like him, but because he's going to cause a freaking scene.
Yeah, right.
That's a great way to live.
By posing with people for tweets.
Yeah.
I love how he pretends that he's like a human being.
I love it. He's like normal. He's not like a god who came down and sat in a wheelchair. you know what he told that girl when she left, right?
No, I have no idea.
Bye-bye. Thank you. You have a good day.
That was it. I have enough
every
words.
Every piece of that phone call is liquid gold, my friend.
All gold. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's Twitter time. It's your Twitter questions. We're going to answer them right here on the show. But before we get to that, we're going to take a break, and we're going to do it with music, and Brian's the guy to do it.
All right. Well, let me be the first on this show to congratulate Matt and Megan on brand new baby Aaron. Oh. They wrote in, said, "Hello, Stinker and Baba. My wife and I welcomed our firstborn into the world way back on July 18th at 1:42 p.m. He's a healthy and happy new tadpooler. To celebrate this soon-to-be hooked frog pants listener's arrival into the world, could you please play a cover of It's My Party by Leslie Gore? Or something in the same vein. I trust Brian's perfect cover judgment in this area. Thanks. Love the coup, though. Matt, Megan, and brand new Aaron." That's the double A-R-O-N.
Nice.
Double A-R-O-N is how you pronounce that.
I haven't heard that in so long. Good pick, man. That was good.
So Quincy Jones, a few years ago, released an album called Q, Soul Bossa Nostra.
Ah.
And
I'm going to have to take your word on that.
You'll have to, yeah, get old Quincy Jones. I follow his career like a hawk is what I do. On that album is a bunch of covers, and he also had some famous guest stars come in and sing on some of those covers, including the late, great Amy Winehouse for this cover of Leslie Gore's It's My Party. Here's Quincy Jones and Amy Winehouse.
All right, we'll play it now. When we come back, we'll do more stuff, so stay here.
It's my party.
You know what's great about that song? At some point, she just got it's like not even singing it.
Right.
That's great. I love that. That's awesome. Actually, I really like that a lot. I totally dug it. Did you see
that? Nobody else that sounded like her.
No. She's unique among people. Did you see that that thing I just sent you?
Yes, the Twitter photo that Stamey just forwarded us. Of Subman. Now, is that at Comic-Con or is that...
That's just some Subway dude.
Okay.
But you've got to just keep those who see it, just look at the kid with his balloon toy and how unfortunate that photo is. It's really special.
It's really good.
Holy crap. I love what you guys send us. That was one of our Twitter questions, which we're about to launch into.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
The newest tweet.
Want to go bird hunting this weekend?
Sure, why not? Let's do it. Sure. Let's do a little Twitter time. In Utah. We got these Twitter questions. Oh, they're brought to us by somebody. Who's it brought to us by?
By penis pie, because nothing says I love you like a good old-fashioned penis pie like mom used to make.
Yeah, right? Hot and fresh right out of the oven, you know?
Sure.
Let's see here. The Twitter questions of the day. I don't want the top ones. I want all. There we go.
Okay.
I'm going to just read these, and then we're going to answer them. Tim Ballas wrote in. By the way, you can do this all week, and we'll track these. Mm-hmm. TMS questions. That's the hashtag. Hashtag TMS questions on Twitter. You don't even have to reply to our thing.
TM questions. To remember. Uh-huh.
TM trademarks questions.
T Ms questions.
There you go. Or T Tim is quest ions. Quest Ions.
Yes,
all right.
That's exactly right.
You need 1,000 of those a week in World of Warcraft to get that new gear you want. 1,000 Quest Ions. Here you go. Here's a question from Tim Ballas, who says, what was the most annoying reason or situation for you getting pulled over in a car?
Ooh.
So you getting pulled over, what was the most annoying reason?
Because a headlight was out is probably the the first one that comes to mind. Driving back and forth to Longmont to see a friend up there named Trish.
Yeah.
And Longmont's an hour drive away. And so it'd be like on the weekends, I'd go up there and say hi to her and hang out for the day. And driving back and forth, and you'd come back through Longmont at night, and got pulled over not once, but twice in the same weekend.
Oh gosh.
For having a busted headlight.
Well, that is annoying.
That's lame.
That's lame. For me, it was
fairly pedestrian though.
I pulled into my street where I would literally only need to drive about 20 feet to get to my driveway and pull in. There was a cop right there who saw me go not spend enough time at the stop sign. And then he pulled me over in my driveway. He pulled me over in my driveway.
Did he ask you where you live?
He did. And I said, this is it. And he's like, oh, well, that's convenient. Ha ha ha. Right. I think I was like 17. He gave me a warning. All right. So this still makes it. There are a couple of, I have some records in my life. You want to hear what they are? You already know some of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of them is I've never smoked a cigarette in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Still haven't.
Same here.
Next one, have never drank an alcoholic beverage in my entire life.
Nope. You do?
I've had. Yep, you've never had alcohol, not once. I've never had alcohol. So I've never had a haircut that I paid for. Never, not once. It's always been.
Wow, that goes up there. That's a bumper sticker.
It was always sisters, wife, friend who worked at a place, girlfriends. Not in this order, but my
Aren't
wife's done
tempted,
it since we got
though?
Married. Oh,
Aren't
always
you
tempted.
Tempted, Scott.
Always
to know
tempted,
what it's
but
like
now
to get a paid for haircut.
Well, now that I'm far enough along, though, I kind of like don't want to do it. You know, I kind of like want to live the rest of my life without, I don't want to lose this. This is a good record, I think.
Is St. Peter going to sit there with like a, like he's managing the heavenly world records?
Yeah. Right? He's going to have a list. Give me a big old Rolodex.
Okay. Yep. Oh, no alcohol. Very good. Good job, Mr. Johnson. Oh, yeah. And no smoking. Very good. Oh, looks like you never paid for a haircut.
Yep.
Well done,
never
sir.
Never paid for a haircut. All right. Now here's my next record. I've had 2 warning tickets in my life. Never had a single ticket. Never been in a single accident. Never. My entire life. Not from 16 on. My insurance is rad because of it. Because I have terrible record. Now, a couple of things have happened where people ran into me, like bumped me in the rear or something like that. Or I'm trying to think of one time I got pulled over and should have gotten a ticket, but a van pulled up in front of us and a lady was screaming in it. And the guy said, all right, I'm letting you off this time because there's something wrong over here. And he had to go help her. I
so
got
you
away
were
with it.
This close.
Yeah,
to get
this
a
close.
There.
But plenty of driving. No tickets. I guess I'm a safe driver, or I'm lucky. I don't know which.
Wow.
I'm probably a walking time bomb, dude, for both irony and tickets. I'm probably going to get a ticket sometime. I'm going to have cirrhosis of the liver, even though I don't drink, and probably get lung cancer, even though I don't smoke. That's what I'm. That's the kind of fate
you're going to get pulled over by a drunk smoking cop. Is what's going to happen.
And my hair will fall out right then because my haircuts have always been free.
Right.
Yeah. Next up, we have one from. All right, here's a good one. Another one from Tim. We're going to read this one here.
Okay.
If you had to choose one superhero, each of us, that is overhyped, who would it be and why? So give me one here.
Lobo.
Lobo. You think he's overhyped?
I think he's overhyped. Well, he was anyway.
Yeah.
I guess you don't hear much about Lobo these days. But,
but you know that's coming. I'll bet you money a movie's on its way. That's DC though, isn't it?
That's DC.
All right, never mind. Probably not.
I'll throw a Marvel one out. Let me see here. Overhyped. You know, I can't come up with a good Marvel one because
I can't even think of a good DC
before I really got into Deadpool, I might have said Deadpool, but I think he's awesome.
Yeah, Deadpool's all right. Deadpool is okay when he's written well. When he's not being written well, though, that falls apart. I can't think of one either. Overhyped, because that's the trick. You got to overhype it.
Right.
Probably.
Like all over lunch boxes and sweatshirts and
okay, I got one.
Is Lobo not a superhero? NP Mike?
No, Lobo, he qualifies.
Yeah, he's not a supervillain.
No. He's just he's snarky. Yeah, stuff. he's actually he's a lot like Deadpool in a lot of ways.
Sure he is. Yeah, exactly.
I actually don't mind him. I think he's okay, but I think my if I'm going to give an overhype, it's going to go to I hate to say this. Not anymore. I've changed my tune, but I used to think Captain America was overhyped.
Mm.
But I don't feel that way anymore. Mm. The movies have helped, and I think some great comics have come that have changed my mind on that. I don't know. Maybe Tony Stark's a little overhyped. Maybe a little bit right now. Just a little bit.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Just a little bit. Yeah, that's hard. That's a harder question than I expected.
It is a hard question, yeah. Underhyped, boy.
I got a weird one here.
All right, go for it.
Why does George Takei, and then that's it. Why does George Takei?
Why does George Takei?
His follow-up was, how does George Takei?
Oh, okay. So he's like, why does George Takei? And how does George Takei?
Really?
I guess I think he's playing off of the fact that his last name sounds like a verb.
Well, then he's weird.
Well, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, he's weird.
Exactly like you'd imagine, dear listener.
Yeah. Well, here's one from Morgan Waltz who says, friend, make much money online you can. Easy and free for you to take advantage. Visit link for fast free cash. Money Inc. I think he's heard today's show.
It's in the Utah.
Yeah, in the Utah. Wait, where can I get this money?
In the Utah.
Okay, got it. Thank you. If you could grant someone the powers of Superman other than yourself, who? This is Roger Bishop, by the way.
Okay, that's a weird one. So you grant anybody in the world the powers of Superman.
Yeah, instead of, you know, the usual question, which is, if you could be a superhero, what would be your powers? Sure, who would you pick and say, here's your powers, go? This is dangerous power.
It is, right? Yeah, because power can corrupt, so you don't want to give it to the wrong person.
Right.
You want to give it to somebody who's going to use it for good. I think Tom Hanks. You give Tom Hanks the power of Superman, and you've got yourself a superhero right there,
my friend. You know what? That's a really good answer. That's a really good answer. I mean, because we'd have to pick somebody well-known, or else how would you know?
Sure, of course, yeah. Larry the Mailman. Oh, okay, sure.
I wouldn't give it to... I wouldn't give it to almost anyone else. I wouldn't even give it to Peter Scolari. I'm thinking of old Tom Hanks.
The first thing you do is like heat vision Tom Hanks in a submission.
Right. That would be the end of it. So yeah. We're jointly answering this one. I'm going with what you said. That's a good one. All right. Here's the next one here. How old were you two when you moved out? Any interesting roommate stories? I'll start with you. This is from John Kennedy, by the way.
Oh God. Yeah. So,
the ghost of the former president, John F. Kennedy, sending us a TMS question. Amazing.
Yeah, that's very nice of him.
Yeah.
That's a magic Twitter.
Right.
I was 17 when I moved out, moved right from my, house.
Jeez.
Into the dorms at Denver University.
Yeah.
Because I went to school at Colorado Institute of Art, and Colorado Institute of Art is an art school, right? No dorms.
Yeah.
They don't have dorms.
No.
But they had an agreement with Denver University, so they sent us over there to live in the dorms. And we were treated like gods by the DU students that lived on our floor. So we were on the fourth floor. All the CIA students had the fourth floor. And
treated like gods? Why?
Because we could make fake IDs like nobody's business.
Oh, that's great. I didn't expect to get this story. This is awesome.
We had access to the best equipment. We had access to, you know, photography equipment and color printers and all this stuff. So we were treated like gods. So, and it was funny because of all the people, that we were helping out with fake IDs, I never helped myself. I was actually, so they had this cutoff where they went from 18 to 21 for the drinking age.
Yeah.
And it took place on July 31st, 1989, I think.
Yeah.
Or 90. No, I'm sorry, 1988, because I was 3 days behind the moving grandfather clause that would have allowed me to drink at the age of 18. If I was born 3 days earlier, I would have been able to drink at 18, and I would have been able to carry that date, July 31st, with me all the way up to 21.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow.
So lived there at the dorms and had this roommate named Jay. And I won't give his last name.
Jay the roommate.
And sure. We're in this little, you know, the dorm rooms are not huge, right? You've mm-hmm. basically got two beds on opposite sides of the room, a desk work area that spans across where the window is, couple closets, etc. Jay was not the cleanest person in the world. Mm. Didn't like to do laundry. So clothing for him had... an inside and an outside use. Mm. So when you're done wearing that sweatshirt, you just turn it inside out and it's like brand new.
Wow. That's classy. Classy
Jay
stuff.
Jay also loved to chew tobacco and he loved to keep a Mountain Dew glass. These are when we had the 16-ounce glass bottles.
Yep.
Loved to keep a Mountain Dew 16-ounce glass on the desk that we shared to spit in.
The desk, you mean. You shared the desk.
The desk that we shared. Yes, we did not share the bottle.
All right,
we did not share the 16-ounce.
That's gross.
Bottle.
That's a gross habit.
Yes, and I don't know whatever happened to Jay, but I wish him well.
Yeah.
And he could not move out fast enough.
He's probably got one between the cheek and gum right now, boy.
It probably does.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll tell you what. Whatever. Some people chew. That's fine. Do what you want, but it's gross when you're living with somebody else. It's gross.
Mm-hmm.
I was home. Did some traveling and stuff, but I was home until about 21 and then was going to school from home. So I was going up to the U and going up to the Salt Lake Community College and doing like back and forth stuff there and lived at home and then got engaged. And so my first moving out was my marriage apartment with Kim.
Wow.
Yeah. So no like bachelor Scott, even though when I was growing up, I was sure that I was going to be till my mid-30s in some apartment somewhere, some loft apartment in some downtown city, painting all day. I mean, I really thought that was going to be me. But nope, I went domestic real early. So yeah, 21, 22, man, right into that apartment. Boom.
Wow.
The rest is history. we got to see.
I just found Jay's website because I'd never looked him up before.
Oh, no.
He has a website just named his full name and middle name, everything. So I know it's him. There's photos of him and that's definitely him.
Can you Skype it? I won't smear it.
Sure.
All right.
And here's the thing is that he's, you know, you look at the artwork and stuff he does.
Yeah.
Very good stuff. And very, if you look at his blog, very similar to you.
Really?
Yes. I mean, not similar to you in style, but similar in kind of the things that he's doing. He's doing web comics. He's doing.
I want to see this.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of this guy. Oh, yeah. Look at this.
When was his last? Oh, June 2nd was his last posting. So
do you think he's still, I see him down there.
Yeah. I'm sure he's using washing machines these days. I'm sure he's, you know, he's all about the Mountain Dew chewing tobacco bottle. I'm sure he's given up chewing tobacco.
Yeah. He looks all right. You know what he looks like he's doing here? He looks like he's taken some big inspiration from like, what's that show?
Yes, who's the guy? I know exactly who you're talking about,
too. You know the guy. I mean, he does all the Timmy Turner cartoon and the Fairly Odd Parents, that stuff. This is very from that.
That's exactly it.
A little bit of Kim Possible in there.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. Well, good for him.
I was hoping his about page would confirm where he went to school, but it doesn't say.
Hey, look at his middle name. I know that name.
Yeah, he should.
I'm familiar with it. Oh, okay. Well, let's see here. What exactly says January? I like that name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is the Scott and Brian hookup and make what? What is the Scott and Brian hookup and make TMS together or origin story? Well, it's kind of boring. I mean, basically, Brian and I had known each other forever, and we have been doing for what, a year and a half Film Sack.
Right. Yeah. Well, I guessed it on ELR. A couple times.
Yeah, you've been on there, but that's what I mean. We knew each other from way back, and I'd been on Coverville once or twice, and you've been on The Instance a couple of times. I mean, there was a lot of sort of crossover already happening.
Sure.
Then Film Sack happened, which was the four of us, and you included, and that was the experience where I knew, I could do more with Brian. Didn't know what yet, but, you know, and it took a couple of years to figure that out. But then in January of 2011, I had really ramped up this idea that I wanted to do a morning show, and I wanted to do it bad. I was super interested in doing a morning regular show. So for a while there, it was almost solo because I thought I was going to do this on my own. And I thought, well, that's dumb. Why am I not having a dude? And why isn't it Brian?
Why am I not having a dude?
Why am I not having a dude right now? So I emailed Brian and said, hey, we should talk about this. And we got on Skype and we chatted about it. And you were gung-ho and I was gung-ho and everybody was gung-ho.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was it.
You know, I'd grown up listening to morning radio shows and stuff like that. I'd always wanted to do that too. So I don't know if I've ever told you, but I mean, that was kind of a dream come true for me too.
No, you didn't tell me that. You've been holding that little morsel like tuck that away.
Doing it well, because every time you bring it up, I don't want to say, well, me too.
I wanted
the morning show too.
No. But maybe perhaps that's the beauty of all this is that the chemistry.
Knew what works and what doesn't work and what, you know.
We're virtually the same age.
We want to have.
Right. And the kind of morning show we didn't want to be, like we shared that. So we didn't want to be Bob and Tom freaking honking horn bullcrap morning show.
That's right. I apparently wanted to be like the Kathy Lee and Hoda portion of the
kind of
Today Show because I just finished a glass of wine during the show.
Oh, look at that.
Yes.
You know what I
happy Thursday, thirsty Thursday, everybody.
You know what I finished? A fresh hot glass of
Munchichi.
And it was good. See, we may use a soundboard, but we use it to good effect, I think.
Yeah, we know how to use a soundboard, Dvorak.
That's right. We're going to throw one or more, two more of these in here.
Oh, keep them coming. These are great.
All right. Let's see. I'm ashamed to admit. Okay, here we go. Judd Lucky is a cool name.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Fries, the T fries in the tadpole.
Yeah.
Kathy Lee and Hodor,
yeah.
That needs to be made into a comic or just a one-panel
one-off
sketch or something. Yes.
A one-off, that doesn't sound too bad. I should show you this one I just did for Paul and Storm for their Kickstarter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For the ball pit?
Yeah, you'd like it.
That's right. I forgot that you and Len were doing stuff for that.
Yeah, I should send that to you.
I'll find it.
Yeah, you'll like it. I think I'm going to sell it on my own because I don't have any reason I can't.
Sure.
Anyway, I'm ashamed to admit, says Judd Lucky. Judd Lucky here. Admit that I've watched Point Break multiple times. Name one guilty pleasure movie or TV show. By the way, never be ashamed that you like Point Break. That movie's awesome.
Yeah.
It's terrible, but it's great in its terribleness.
You're going down, man. You're going down for this, Bodie.
Yeah. It sucks. I mean, it sucks, but it's great. I mean,
take you down.
Name another movie where you get a guy in a Reagan mask. with a gas pump on fire. Name that movie.
Right.
That's it.
Hey, Utah.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm going to say that it's Waterworld, and people already knew this of me. That's my great guilty pleasure. I love that movie, and I know it isn't good, but I still want to watch it all the time.
I'm going to try and pick something that people don't know, because they already know about my love for Hudson Hawk and Spice World.
Yeah.
Career Opportunities.
What is that?
That's one we actually showed a clip from it at Nerdtacular. It's the Jennifer Connelly and what's the dude's name? It's the one.
Oh, in the grocery store fight thing.
Dermot Mulroney.
Yeah, Dermot McRoney. Yeah,
McRoney. Yes, and it takes place in a Target overnight.
Oh, Target. That's it.
Yeah. It's Home Alone. It's John Hughes doing Home Alone in a Target overnight.
Wow, it's not a John Hughes movie though, is it?
Yeah. It's a John Hughes movie.
It is.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I didn't. I've never even heard of this.
What?
Yeah, for real. No, I don't mean Home Alone.
You've seen the movie.
No,
right?
I've never seen it. No. I need to, really? Clearly. Yeah.
Oh, holy cow. I wonder if this thing is.
I must be an idiot. It's been off. I've never even heard of it until you said it or showed it there.
Look, I will say, aside maybe from The Rocketeer, I will say that there is no other movie in history that makes you fall in love with Jennifer Connelly quicker than Career Opportunities.
Really?
Maybe the one I just said, The Rocketeer. But
so other than The Rocketeer, it's better. But And maybe The Rocketeer. Okay, all right.
I'm trying to see if it's streaming anywhere.
Definitely not Requiem for a Dream. That won't make you fall in love with her real quick.
No. And it was written by John Hughes, not directed by John Hughes. But come on. I mean, hey, written by John Hughes, that's just as good.
That worked for Some Kind of Wonderful.
Right.
That worked for many John Hughes written movies. That worked for Christmas Vacation.
Career Opportunities is not streaming, but you can get the disc.
I'll rent it maybe somewhere.
Yes.
Okay. How old is it?
1991.
Oh, 91.
Mm-hmm.
When Target was hardly a blip in our minds. Fantastic.
No, Target had been around for a while.
All right. What do I know? All right. Let's see.
Frank Whaley. That's the guy. That's the dude.
We're going to do one more here. And it goes like this. Hold on. I'm going to skip down.
Oh, yeah. Connolly did look really good in Dark City. Okay. Good point.
Video games from Josh Williams.
Okay.
Cool kid. Met him at BlizzCon. Mm. Super nice kid. You'll remember him if you saw his face. That's Josh.
Yeah.
Which game are you guys most excited about coming out this year? Expansions can count. Boy, so many things have gotten pushed to 2015. It's kind of difficult to say. Because No Man's
one that I really know of. Yeah, I mean, No Man's Sky.
But that's not this year, I don't think, which sucks.
No, it's not. Yeah.
So what would you say? What do you think? Just stab
do we count?
It.
Do we count?
You can count Warlords.
Draenor. Yeah,
she's totally good.
I'm not going to count. I mean, I'd say that one. Here's the one again that probably is going to surprise people because they know I'm a big comic book guy.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of looking forward to the Disney Infinity Marvel thing.
That's cool. No, I hear that game is way more playable by adults like us than the previous version.
Than the previous Infinity. Thank God. Because that thing felt like I was.
Yeah. And you don't want to go buy the little Fisher stand Price and twice, get a toy basically. To put on it. And I mean, you know, we pride ourselves in being a little young at heart, but come on now. We have our limits. I ain't buying no freaking thing to put toys on. Can't do it.
Well, no, I think you still need that, don't you?
I think but you can do a lot more outside of it.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, cool.
I think they're. Well, I think they're trying to broaden the.
Look, I've already got that little USB device. Whatever.
Yeah, you'll be fine. for me, I think it's outside. I am looking forward to more
Destiny.
More Lords.
That's a good one too.
Yeah, Destiny's probably the one. I played that beta a bunch, and I think it's awesome. So. That's maybe the one I'm perhaps most interested in. I know there are others that I can't think of right now. I mean, if this was the year we'd get like a new Fallout or a new Skyrim or something, I'd be real excited, but those are ways off. So we'll have to see.
I'm actually going to be installing that Destiny beta myself. Thanks to one Nicole Spagnola.
Ah, the one, the only. You'll love that.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's fantastic, that thing.
That's going to take me away from finishing BioShock Infinite or starting The Last of Us.
Yeah, or all those other games you have stacked up in your Steam library.
Yeah, all those other ones, yeah.
Thank you all for participating. Again, that hashtag is #. That's the hashtag for those not in the know. TMS questions, and you can send those all week. We'll get to them on Thursday's edition of the Morning Stream PM, which is this show right here. And that is going to do it for us.
Wow.
Thank you all for being here. I know they do, right? They just run right past us.
Dude, totally.
Wish me luck, everybody. Tomorrow's going to be hell in a bucket.
Oh, God. Good luck. Yeah, no kidding.
I'm not looking forward to it. I'm really not. Just not. I mean, I'm going to try to relax. I'm going to try to chill.
Yeah, go to the arcade. Do the water slides.
Yeah. Ugh, public pools. There's like a turd in there.
Oh, jeez.
I know. I'm so negative.
Way to find the cloud in everything.
I'm finding the dirty, rusty lining to every cloud here. I hate public pools. I hate them. They're gross. Something gross is in there. You just know it's gross. But whatever. I'll read a book. You know, I'm trying to get through this old man's war thing. Book. And I want to finish that and then move on to some other stuff I'm interested in. So yeah, I'll make do.
Okay.
I need to eat right though. This week's been a little rough for me eating wise. I got to stop eating like an idiot.
Oh really?
Yeah, I've been kind of making some errors. You know how this is, dude. I know. I know what I need to do, but I got cocky after Nerdtacular. Things got real good at Nerdtacular. I got really feeling great. And then the good week and a half of like great, you know. So I started slipping a few French fries are fine.
Mm.
A little whatever. And now I'm just kind of paying for it. So. Tomorrow is all healthy all day. That's the plan. Perfect day to do it at a place that has hot dogs and hamburgers.
Right. Yeah. Good luck with that. Hang in there.
Drive over to across town to get me something else. We'll see. Anyway, penis pie. What? Why did I say that? I don't know.
What?
That's it. We're done. Let's get out of here. Thank you, everybody, for being a part of the show. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for everyone who helps us out. Thanks to Alpha Geek Radio for simulcasting the audio stream. And for Twitch, who are now confirmed to be a $1 billion purchase from Google, thanks for helping us out as well. Mm-hmm. That's it. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. TheMorningStream@gmail.com is our email address. MorningStream, Scott Johnson in Coverville. And one tiny announcement. I can't believe I almost forgot. You ready for this?
Yeah, bring it.
This person right here.
How about a booby?
Will appear on Monday's episode of The Morning Stream and thereforward. As our second thing after Schleicher, as our video game segment provider for the morning
show. Get out of here.
Yep. Every week, Mondays. Talk to her today. It's all set. She's super excited. Can't wait to do it. The sad thing is this week she's great. The week after that she may have jury duty, but we we think we got it.
No pun intended there, right?
No, none at all. She's funny. She goes, is the camera going to be on? I said, you don't have to. It's totally optional. She goes, good, because I don't know how I'm going to look in the mornings on Monday that early. Mm. I said, don't worry about it. Tom wears a hat. We totally get it.
Yeah.
Anyway, that'll be fun. Veronica Belmont, the internet sweetheart. She'll be here Mondays talking video games. Can't wait.
Let me tell you about the first level of bullshit.
Yeah, right? Exactly right. So that's it. We're done. Brian, take it away. Music Man.
Yes. Hey, Stettler and Waldorf.
Oh, man. I just heard about this movie this weekend. That's weird. Or this last weekend. I was listening to a podcast all about Trading Places. That's weird. All right. Anyway, go ahead.
What?
Yeah.
No. Stettler and Waldorf were the two old men in the balcony puppet show.
Oh, I was thinking they were the old guys. I was thinking they were the
Trading Places
old men that screwed over Dan Aykroyd. Never mind.
All right.
Oops.
No, that's okay. On July 16th, so a little bit late here, I'll be turning the grandpa age of 28. Thank you all for countless laughs you two have provided me throughout the years.
So old.
I can't get through my work week without the Frog Pants Network. For my birthday, I would like to request a cover of This Time Tomorrow by Telekinesis. If for some reason you don't have this, any Kinks or Zombies covers would be fine. Glove the Crow Pro. Milk Sex in the Tadpole.
All right.
P.S. Scott, have a wonderful birthday tomorrow. Best wishes or July babies. What?
That was on the 17th.
Says Philip. Yeah.
Milk Sacks? Did I hear that right?
Milk Sacks in the Tadpole.
Milk Sacks. Nice. All right. That's fine.
Sure.
Why not?
I can't even imagine what that's referring to.
I don't know.
This time tomorrow. So Telekinesis did this great cover of the Kinks song, This Time Tomorrow. You can find it on a brand new album from, American Laundromat Records, called I Saved Latin, a tribute to Wes Anderson. So it's covers of all the songs that Wes Anderson uses in all of his different movies. You know, the Royal Tenenbaums and the Steve Zissou and it's the covers of all of those great songs he uses. And one of them, he's a big Kinks fan, by the way.
Yeah,
Wes Anderson.
This is true.
And David Bowie, of course, we knew that. And this great cover right here, Telekinesis, This Time Tomorrow, going out to Philip.
All right, that's going to do it. We'll see you guys
in the Utah.
And we'll see it Monday. We'll be back. Whole new week of shows. Be here then. It's This Time Tomorrow. We'll see you next week, this time Thursday. Yeah, whatever. Here it is, This Time Tomorrow. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye now.
Across the
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
They saw naked people.
Naked people.
Not naked people.
They said, bip, bip.